Philip Sample PS, these are Nikkei. Today's date is 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Miss Kimberly Bunnell. Bunnell spells B-U-N-N-E-L-L. Kimberly spells K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 09/02/1957. This is a 67-year-old female here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks or more. She stated that she traveled from Miami, correction, from Hawaii and visited Aruba. And while in Aruba, she started to have cough, which she says was productive, green sputum, that continues to date period. Patient says she also has some body aches and chills. She says the sputum from her cough is non-bloody, but green, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chest congestion. Next line, she reports chills. Next line, she reports body aches. Next line, she reports fatigue, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, hypoestrogenemia. Is currently on replacement estrogen. Next line, medication, progesterone, estradiol, and NP thyroid. Please include in our past medical history a hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, family history, cancer, myocardial infarction, and diabetes. Next line, surgical history, hysterectomy. Next line, knee. Next line, shoulder surgeries. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure 135/68. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory crackles. It's worse on the right, period. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, Wells criteria was used in evaluating this patient for PE. Her score is low, putting PE low in our differential period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmur. Patient is not tachycardic, pulses 75. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel songs, no palpable mass, no pulsating mass, period. Next paragraph, extremities, no tenderness to palpation of her calf, no edema of her calves bilaterally. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pneumonia, number 2 acute cough, number 3 acute fever, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following medication: albuterol and Atrovent nebulizer times 1. Next medication, Rocephin 1 gram IM. Next medication, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. A chest x-ray was done. AP and lateral, AP window is dull. On the right lower and middle lobe, there is moderate amount of opacity, suspicious for infiltrate / effusion. A patient was treated with a medication indicated above. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports improvement. She was sent home with the following medication: prednisone 10 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO, for a total of 15. Zitromax 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now then in 24 hours, she take 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication. Albuterol MDI 90 micrograms, 2 puffs, TID PRN for cough period. Next medication, Robitussin AC, 10 milliliters QHS for 5 days, number 50 milliliters. Patient was strongly encouraged not to drive or drink with this medication as it can cause impairment. Now, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.